The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Speaking of great guitarists, yeah, I'll tell you what, it's great to have you here. We're in Atlantic City. We're at Harrah's. Joe Piscopo at the, now I got the information in front of me right here. We didn't know where we were, where we were going. Wildwood Conference Center, and this is the 4th Annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training and Conference, and it's for LEED. You can go to LED. If you go to LED.org, it's Law Enforcement Against Drugs. So we're down here. So my friend said, for Law Enforcement Against Drugs, will you come down, Joe? So I said, sure, but I got to do a radio show because I always like to stay in the air for you, you know, especially on a Monday, right on this crazy week. And so they said, yeah, well, why don't you come down, broadcast from down there? So I checked with boss Jerry Crowley, you know, and he said, yeah, go down and we'll donate the broadcast to Law Enforcement Against Drugs. As a father of 5 children, as you know, in New Jersey, as I always tell you, a child at every exit in this great state. So I thank Mr. Crowley for that, because here we are. Stu came down. Thanks, Stu, doing a great job. Matt, doing a great job. Thank you so much. And Frank and Al are in New York. We lost Frank for a little bit this morning. We got him. He was just with an Uber driver and some stone guy in an Uber pool. I don't know why he would take an Uber pool, but he got to the studio. Everything's good. And Al is there. And I've been looking for people to tip. So what am I going to tell you? So the guys are laughing, and we got oh, that right. Thank you very much. All right. So right now, you got it. These are my people down here. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Jeffrey Gardier is a friend and a great guy, nationally renowned clinical psychologist, professor at Touro College. Kind enough to join us. I try to lighten it up. It's so dark. It's so dank. You can't. What's going on in the world? And I just want to try to get some explanation to it. So we called Dr. Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, welcome back to the show, Doctor. Great of you to join us, sir.
Joe, it's always, it's my pleasure.
Well, it's a tough, I want to like deviate from the noise, Doc, and all that's happening. I mean, what's going on? But you can't, you got to address it. And then they politicize these things. From a clinical standpoint, Dr. Gardier, what do we know about this New Zealand shooter?
Well, there's not really that much that we know at all. We do know that this is a person who was leaning towards white supremacy philosophies, was very anti-immigrant, quoted and looked to a lot of people here in the United States. You said politicized. He certainly did politicize it. I won't mention any names. I don't want to go there. As to people he was inspired by. But I think the important thing and what we need to remember, Joe, we've talked about this so many times, it's not just about white supremacy. It's not just about the politics. It's not just about the gun laws, which, by the way, they will be changing in New Zealand as we speak right now. So that's certainly a factor. But for me as a psychologist, it's about mental instability. How do people become so at risk emotionally, psychologically, that they latch on to hate as some sort of a self-medicating, which is appropriate for what the show is doing today, where you are, self-medicating in order to have significance in their lives and then end up destroying forever so many lives, so many families, injuring, killing so many people. This is certainly a black stain on our world and all of our societies, international.
And Dr. Gardier, if you could walk me through, because I have trouble even verbalizing the question, because what I saw online, and that's a whole nother issue, how it gets online and why there are no red flags. I'm going to ask you about the red flags in a second, but what was the impetus? How sick do you have to be
calculating they have to be to video this.
Yeah, and these people are
unarmed, Doc. They're unarmed. They're innocent there. Yeah. Is this a video game in this guy's sick mind?
Certainly, I would think this is someone who is so hateful that they become consumed by it, and they really do believe that the only way to solve problems is by just destroying anything that they feel has imposed something upon their own lives. It's pathological. It's more than a sociopath. These are psychopaths. These are the same types of individuals who torture animals, the same types of individuals who cause so much agita in the lives of their family members, where parents don't know what to do with these individuals as they're growing up, because they're so antisocial and consumed totally by hate.
So red flags, Dr. Jeffrey, red flags. You think that Facebook would read a manifesto, the hate-filled manifesto that this guy has out there? I mean, and these mass shootings that you see in schools. What are the red flags as a nationally renowned clinical psychologist? What can we do so a family member, those of us online seeing these wackos, law enforcement, what red flags should we put out there front and center to make a tragedy like this never happen again, Doc?
Well, Joe, I just don't think at this point it really takes a superior mind to figure this one out. I think we all see what's going on here in our society and international societies. When someone trades and involves themselves in any kind of hate speech, where they refuse to see someone else's position, where they have no empathy, no guilt, and just talk about violence, and more violence, that is the red flag. And I would say for our own kids, we need to be careful when they're caught up to the point of where they're not communicating with anyone else, but can only communicate online. We need to be able to pull them out of that world and teach them the importance of face-to-face interactions, because if there is some sort of mental instability there, if they happen to be drawn in by any kind of hate groups, and I'm talking about, terrorism goes across the globe. It's not, just one part of the world. We're talking about even our own homegrown, especially homegrown terrorism. It's important that we be able to snatch these individuals out of the jaws of hate and get them some therapy, get them some help, and steer them in the right direction. I really believe that we can save a lot of people who've fallen into the abyss of darkness.
Yeah. You know what, Doc, you're so good. Stay with us if you can, Doc. I love how Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is with us. He's just a good friend and a great guy. And so, I'm at a law enforcement against drug a conference here, in Atlantic City. And you just reminded me, just as you said that, Jeffrey, and I'm looking at the New Jersey State Trooper vehicle. They have all the different vehicles here on display, in a very positive way. But I remember the New Jersey State Police, they had to deal with the white supremacy problem and the white nationalists in some pockets of New Jersey. So I don't know that it's rampant, but I remember some troopers telling me, they got to go to these communities. And it's not only here, apparently, now it's all over. Is the press making this more dire situation than you think it is, this quote-unquote white
nationalist? I don't think so at all, Joe. I think what really is happening is, because of this amazing thing that we have called internet, it can be a force for good. But I also think that we are in a culture shock, and the technology is way, way more sophisticated than what our own humanity can deal with it and process it. And it takes someone who has some sort of a belief in hate and then exponentially multiplies it, because they can send those messages out to other people and they can receive messages from other people. And I think that is really part of what's going on. It's almost like, any word can be broadcasted now by anyone throughout the world, and there are very sophisticated ways of drawing people in and trading in hate and brainwashing them in hate. So I think we need to really, really be involved in the lives of our kids, and certainly the social media networks, now we know this, they have more of a responsibility, as you said, Joe, to flag down these individuals who need attention.
So what you're saying, Dr. Goodyear, there are reports, actually, that say social media use can be linked to the rise in mental health issues by young people. You're saying that there is indeed a correlation there.
I believe there is a correlation. We're not quite sure what the correlation is. A new study just came out, Joe, which I guess you are aware of, that says that we see a rise in anxiety and depression and even suicidal ideation in kids who spend, adolescents who spend, you know, more than an adequate amount of time on the internet, but also academicians have, and that was a mouthful, Joe.
Very impressive word. That's the biggest word I've heard you say, Doctor. Thank you.
Let's get ready to mumble. But, you know, there are people in academics, let me say it that way, who have said that sometimes we have to look at the correlation of individuals, young people, who do have pre-existing mental health issues, who are also attracted to the net. So we're not quite sure of what happens. It's a question of what came first, the chicken or the egg. I think it's a combination of both of these situations.
And Dr. Jeffrey Gardier with Joe Piscopo, before we let you go, it's 8:16 with Joe on the radio. I can't imagine. I wouldn't even know what to say to the victims of this mosque massacre.
Yes.
I mean, talk to us, Doctor, if you would, about life going forward for the people who survived this. I mean, this is a psychological trauma that just doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away, and people, and you know, condolences, of course, deepest condolences to the people who have died, injured, our family, and so on. This is a wake-up call that we need to be respectful of all religions, and we can't politicize religion as we've done too often in the past. But the most important thing is they're left with three choices. One, either they are victims and don't go beyond that, and we want them to be more than that. Two, they're survivors and are able to go on with their lives, but in a very different way. And what we really want to see from any trauma victim, three, being victors, being able to take this life-changing situation and become empowered to not only change their lives, but change the lives of everyone else by being advocates for peace and for respect and for love.
Dr. Goodyear, thank you so much. Just one last thing, Jeffrey. When they look at this manifesto, it was calculating. It's so, what's scary about it, when you look, this guy believed in his mind that he was doing the right thing, killing innocent people without weapons. It just, the sickness. And now they're going through this. I mean, have you read that, Doctor? Have you read the this quote unquote manifesto?
I have not looked at the manifesto, Joe, because I believe it is a pile of garbage and hate. However, it is something that, as experts, all of us really need to read, so it can give us more insight into these deranged minds.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us. Love having you on the show, sir. And with great respect
Always
and great
pleasure,
love, Jeffrey.
Sir.
Thank you so much, Dr. Goodyear. Please come back soon, Jeffrey, okay?
You got it. Peace, Joe.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man. It's just upsetting. What really incenses me is that you go in, and if you looked at the video, because I did look at the video, and I just don't like myself for having to look at the video. I was drawn in. I said, oh, my gosh, I saw it. It was online, you know? First of all, how's this guy Facebook Live? He Facebook's live. It's live. There's not a red flag. They don't read the amount of this wacky take on life that this sick cockroach had. And then this is what gets me, that when you assault somebody and they can't fight back and they're at prayer, and you assault somebody with an automatic weapon, and this guy's still alive. I'm not, and again, it's Monday, and we want to start you out in the most positive of ways, but you got to ask these questions. There has got to be red flags. There's got to be online. And if they can, like I keep saying, till I'm blue in the face, if I can mention a product as I speak to you now, And before you know it, on my computer, the product will pop up. Frankie talked about it from day one. Boom. Oh, I just talked about it. I told you about a suit. I talked about a suit. Oh, this travel suit that I bought. That doesn't really wrinkle too much. Boom. All of a sudden, the travel suit popped right up online. If they have that technology, and they do, don't let them tell you that they don't. They could catch these sick cockroaches that kill innocent people just for no reason but hate. There's got to be a way that social media grabs this. That's where, and is it time for government to take over the social media the way the government watches over the radio and television broadcast? Is there an FCC? Does FCC now extend its reach over to social media? Inexcusable. You know, talking about heroes, Joe Grano, founder and CEO from Wall Street, he was of Centurion Holdings, chairman of the Homeland Security Advisory Committee. But what I love best about Joe, he's a grounded guy, a down-to-earth guy, a Jersey guy, stays in Jersey. The fact that he's an Italian-American has nothing to do with it. But he, Green Beret captain, catastrophically wounded in Vietnam, goes on to become a legend on Wall Street. Joe Grano live with Joe Piscopo on the radio. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie Duhaime standing by. Debbie's on the roads in New York, New York. Good morning, Miss Duhaime. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It sounds like you're having fun down there in AC. Oh, that's
but
awesome.
This is my home, man. I could live here.
Home away from home, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's doing great. It's not anything that does good in Jersey makes Daddy very, very happy. Dad, what am I going to tell you? You know,
without a doubt.
I know the same with you. Hey, but traffic-wise, how are we doing in New York, Deb? Always appreciate your take. 821 with Debbie on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, starting off on the island, Southern State eastbound getting out past Straight Path, an accident just being cleared. We're still seeing an accident 5th Ave over in Bayshore as well on the island. Watch out for some pockets of volume here as you head over to the westbound BQE right at Metropolitan Avenue. That's an accident. It's about 15 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Eastbound belt past Farmers Boulevard, a collision. Inbound GWB, lower level police department activity blocking four lanes right by the Toll Plaza, 25 to 30 in at the GWB, Lincoln 25, Holland about 40. Sponsored by eBay. You know that thing you've had your eye on for a while? You know the one that never goes on sale? And you wait because maybe it will go on sale? It has to, right? But did you check eBay? eBay has all the things you could possibly want, even the ones that never seem to go on sale. Sunny today with a high of 46. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher will always peel back the layers of an issue.
The president is rolling out a new budget proposal that includes $8.6 billion for the wall. Democrats are immediately saying it's dead on arrival.
Did you ever just stop and ponder why that is?
Of course, we know the answer. I know the answer. You know the answer. It was his signature promise, and they just want him to lose.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's only March, and liberals have done nothing this year but, well, create chaos. Andrew Cuomo in New York, Ocasio-Cortez driving Amazon out of New York, Kamala Harris, they're all out pursuing their liberal agenda. Major corporations where you shop every day are using their buying power to steer America towards a socialist economy. If your cell is with AT&T or Verizon, your money is supporting liberal candidates. The ACLU, Unito US, Planned Parenthood, you can support your values by switching to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile offers the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have. Plus, they have taken a portion of their proceeds and support conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List, and PragerU. Patriot Mobile has unlimited talk and text plans as low as $20 a month. It's easy to switch. Call 1-800-PATRIOT and mention Hugh, or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh. And they'll waive up to two activation fees. That's right, two activation fees. Join me and thousands of Americans. Switch today.
Don't you love the feeling when you find some money inside of a jacket that you haven't worn for a long time? It's a great feeling. Imagine finding hundreds of dollars in the paperwork that's just been sitting in your filing cabinet, desk, or boxes in the attic. You know that old 401k from the job before last? The one you forgot about? It could be working for you in a precious metals IRA. My friends at Noble Gold, they'll do all the heavy lifting for you. They could be making you thousands of dollars, and it could cost you next to nothing. Give Noble Gold a call, 877-646-5347, or you could just text my name, Mike G, to 511-511. We'll send you a link for their free investor's guide. Find out all about what they're able to do. They'll also include a complimentary rare-graded Morgan Silver dollar for you, valued at $150. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com or text Mike G to 511-511 or just call 877-646-5347. Noble Gold. Individual results may vary. Invest wisely. Standard tax rates may apply.
Thank you, Mike. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, it's 8:24 right now. You know, since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck and Oradell, New Jersey, and the Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly, respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions. The Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel. It's an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with end-of-life issues. Go online, please, to BergenJewishChapel.com. There you will be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. You know, eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, please go to BergenJewishChapel.com. BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. 201-261-2900.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Probably the first thing I ever recorded in the Harry James days. Beautiful new arrangement by Nelson Riddle. All or nothing at all.
Big Al's doing his homework. He's picking the right Frank Sinatra
tune. Half a love never appeal.
Well done, Albert. Thank you so much. Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo at 826. You know, it's fun and in a way daunting when you bring on people that you admire who are mentors in the business world and in life coaches, if you will, who have accomplished so much in their life. And then I bring them on the air and there's so many things you want to ask and you want to do in the most respectful of ways. But I loved sharing this gentleman with you, kind enough to listen because you are family. And this is one of the great Americans that you will ever meet. Joe Grano is his name. He was chairman of the Homeland Security Advisory Committee, but a legend on Wall Street. And as important, maybe more importantly, a Green Beret captain, catastrophically wounded in Vietnam. He would never, ever tell you that. When you meet Joe Grano, and I was at dinner with him last night, and we had some pretty big shots. They said, Joe, you were in the Army? And Joe had a chuckle at that because you never talk about it. And your book, You Can't Predict a Hero, if you get a chance to pick this up on Amazon, You Can't Predict a Hero is the name of the book. What you've gone through, Joe, makes me respect you and love you more than I do, sir.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
And you were very humble, and it's you got to draw it out of you, man. So for a second, before we get to the issues of the day, Mr. Grano, so you didn't go right into college. You went right into the service, correct?
3 months of college, quit to go fight the war with the intention of coming back to college.
Yeah.
Getting there, I scored so well on the IQ test that they sent a delegation and said, we'll waive the college, send you to officer candidate school to become an officer.
Whoa, wait. I was just reading letters from World War II from my father with my mom. You know, and he went to officer training school in Cheyenne, Wyoming, he went. But he had college. He was getting his law degree. You're telling me you look at you. Look at you, huh? You had no college, no nothing. They said, and they didn't question that you were Italian. They said, maybe that's why they took you in.
That qualified me for combat.
Yeah.
But half of the streets.
Your Sicilian part, sure. Particularly,
yeah.
Right?
I said. But at any rate, I don't regret any of it. I had to extend my commitment to the Army. Spent 6 years. Came out of senior captain, almost a major.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you alluded to, any soldier that's really seen combat doesn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And if they do, they probably never saw
it. You introduced me to Colonel Jack Jacobs, a man I, again, have such admiration as you do and respect for. And when I talk to Jack about that, too, they don't like to talk about it. Can I draw it out of you for a second before we talk about the economy and politics
anything
of the day? So could you tell us how you were catastrophically wounded? Because people forget, but they need to know what you and all your fellow soldiers went through in Vietnam.
Well, my point man tripped a tripwire, and it was a grenade next to 105 artillery round. I was right in the crater. So 19 broken bones later, and I'm still here. So
and they wanted to amputate, didn't they?
Left arm and left leg.
They told so you were cognizant. The doctor told you that, and you said,
"If I had gone into shock, you'd be calling me Righty today."
Yeah. Right. You said you gave them the edict right there.
You're not taking anything. If I get to Okinawa and they want to amputate, fine. But you're not taking anything.
And my goodness, you made it. And you feel, is there pain today, Joe, if I can ask? I'm sorry for asking.
Anyone who's had that kind of trauma certainly has arthritic pain all the time.
So did you go to college then to get to Wall Street?
No, I have 6 honorary doctorate degrees, but I never went back to college.
That's great. This is great. And you went right, and you became the head of Wall Street, huh?
Payne Weber, then UBS, yes.
And then UBS, that's right, Robert Wolf, who keeps telling me I have such respect and love for you. Robert Wolf, who comes on the show. And then you went there, and this is a story, too, and I'm just setting the picture that you know this great man. Kind enough, by the way, he's here because he is the key supporter of law enforcement against drugs. They went to Joe Grano first, and when I go do these little things around, Joe's like il padrón. He's like the godfather. And Joe, will you show up? And I go, I got the Aldos. I got to get the kids. You know, I'm so busy. Joe Grano asked. I go, I'm there. That's what happens, man. But tell us about 9/11. I tell this story many, many times, but we have so many listeners that are new to the show, and we certainly appreciate you tuning in. 9/11, it's you. It's Mayor Giuliani. It's Ken Langholm. It's Dick Grasso. They wanted to open up after that devastating day all those years ago. They wanted to open the Treasury up. Is that what that was?
The next day.
Yeah.
The deputy treasurer of the United States came to Wall Street. All of the so-called gods were in the room, and he wanted us to open up the exchange on Thursday. And you really can't talk to each other because that's collusion. In this case, though, we could. So you had a very high-fiving going on, a lot of patriotic fever in the room. And I said, there's no way. You try to open up tomorrow, they win. We go up prematurely, we crash, you destroy confidence in the financial sector around the world. So a big argument ensued. Fortunately, they weren't going to belittle my patriotism. So when I hit the table, they had to listen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was one of the few executives that also worked on the operations side of the business. So I said, you're out of your mind for a couple of days. So Verizon sent 7,000 people into the city. We had cables coming out of windowsills. We got back up for Monday morning, and we processed unprecedented volume.
Wow. And it virtually saved the financial world.
At the end, John Mack said, I agree with Joe, then the sheep followed. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, God bless you for that. Your service to the country is just incredible, Joe Grano. We appreciate it. So before, I want to talk about Lee, and we will. Politics, the president, now they're calling you from the other party. They're calling you. Can we talk about that? You're getting calls to meet with potential presidential candidates, I hear. Can we talk about that on the air?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but yes, I've been called. And it's interesting. I think the president has relentless supporters. There's no question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think if you look at this coming election, and I don't think he may not run again, is my opinion.
Interesting. I mentioned it on the air earlier because he'll say, I did a lot. Because it's got to be. They won't leave him alone for a second. So, I mean, this is an instinct that you had? Or, Joe, did you hear something that
no,
we want?
No, I haven't heard. I'm one of the few people who believe this, okay, or think this.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he does not like the scrutiny. Mm-hmm. I believe if you look at the last election, besides 3 million popular votes going to Hillary above him, he had 30% of the female vote, 30% of the Hispanic vote. I don't think he keeps those to that level. And if his internal polls suggest to him that he might lose, I think he's the type of guy who'll say, look, I'm going out on top. I saved America. I'm letting the reins go to someone else.
And they'd hand it off to Mike Pence or somebody like that.
Yeah, that would be very difficult for, in my opinion, for the Republican Party to win.
But I do believe if the Democrats
continue this leftist theme, which really is socialism, I think it's going to backfire, Mom. I think the average American is smarter than people understand. I think the far, far left, far, far right are organized. The majority is not, but the majority, for the first time in my lifetime, are so disgusted, I think they're going to step up.
You know, I stop me, because we're live as live can be. There's not really a delay. There's a minor delay. You were great, because we sat next to somebody who was very, very close to the Clintons. I got to tell you, if you're listening, listen to this. I'm at dinner. So to my right, I got somebody who's like, was with Bill Clinton in the White House and went through the whole thing. And Joe, you went after Mrs. Clinton, I'm going to say in a very nice but very direct way, yes, on why she should never have been even running for president of the United States. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I think the gal next to me, to forgive the combat term, she was shell-shocked a little bit, I think.
Well, you know, it wasn't a political discussion. So I said, if you shaved her head, I think you'd find 3 sixes embedded in the skull. Is what I said.
And I'm going to go, Joe, did you remember she worked with Mrs. Clinton? You couldn't make any difference, right? Joe, before we let you go, the economy, you're an accomplished, legendary businessman. The economy is doing good. Are we sitting in a good place? What's your feeling, Joe Grano?
I think the word I would use is caution. The economy, the GDP growth is going to be around 2% full year, I believe, which is relative to the world, excellent. But if you look at corporate earnings, corporations are hitting their targets from an earnings perspective, but they're not hitting their revenue target. Now, that's not sustainable. You ask yourself, well, why is that happening? Well, the earnings got a shot of adrenaline with the tax reduction from 36 to 21%. And that's what you're seeing. But now you're going to see quarter-to-quarter comps, and you're not going to have that shot of adrenaline. So I think that the earnings will start to wane. I think 2019 are okay. I'd be very careful in 2020.
Yeah, really. And that, hey, Joe, so tell us about law enforcement against drugs. How did you get involved, and what could we do to help? This is great, watching law enforcement go into the schools. Thank you for doing that. How did you get involved with all this?
Well, Nick Del Moro approached me, but honestly, I'm a big advocate for law enforcement, and I'm very concerned with the opioid, call it epidemic, going on, particularly on the East Coast. And their whole, call it charter, is to put policemen and policewomen into schools, collaborating with the teachers, and teaching the kids as to the dangers of drugs. So it's an unbelievable effort. I think they're in over 21 states today. They have over 1,800 policemen and women, over 400 police chiefs, and growing.
Wow.
The momentum is growing tremendously. So it's an organization that is very, very well needed today. It really do. The society needs the collaboration between law enforcement and children and the teachers.
And the legalization of marijuana in our great state, in New York, and happening around the country. I mean, how does law enforcement deal with that, sir?
Well, first of all, LEED is not an organization that puts itself in a position of questioning the law. LEED has to respect the law. But I believe if our attitude is that we do not think anyone under 21 should ever deal with marijuana, and that's part of our mantra with the schools. My personal opinion is that medicinal usage, of course. I think we need more study on recreational usage. But LEED itself, our job is to get out there and explain to the kids the evils of even marijuana, drugs in general, and that's what we're going to do.
Joe Grano, he's my hero. He's a hero and a Green Beret captain. Thank you for your service, Joe. Thanks for all you've done. Thanks for what you did in 9/11, man. I love you, you know. And let's have that sit down at your house. I would be honored to do that, Joe Grano.
Anytime, Joseph.
Thank you so much for all that you do, Joe Grano.
My pleasure.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Piscopo in Atlantic City, baby. You know what? Right now, I'm loving it. And we're at Harrah's, and we're going to take a break, go back to the studio in New York with Al Gattulo doing the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Brooklyn Borough's president, Eric Adams, claims communities of color are not being treated to new state-of-the-art MTA bus service that wealthier parts of Brooklyn are getting. Adams will speak out on the issue today. Adams says it appears the MTA used race and wealth as factors to determine which parts of Brooklyn get clean bus options. He is expected to call on the New York State Legislature and the New York City Council to hold hearings on the matter. The Monmouth County man accused of slaughtering his brother and his brother's family before setting his sibling's house on fire is facing a Superior Court judge today. Ocean Township resident Paul Canero being arraigned at 9 this morning in Freehold. Canero indicted last month in connection to the deaths of Keith and Jennifer Canero, their 11-year-old son Jesse and 8-year-old daughter Sophia. If convicted, Canero could face a sentence of life imprisonment without parole. In sports, Knicks beat the Lakers. The Clippers beat the Nets in L.A. in a last-second shot by Lou Williams. The Devils held scoreless on 22 shots in a 3-0 loss to the Avalanche in Denver. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening on the subways. We're seeing some delays on the 3 train. So the downtown 2 and 3 actually seeing delays because of signal problems. F trains are back on or close to schedule. Inbound side of the GWB still holding on to a delay here with some police department activity cleared from the lower level, but still waiting about 25 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln 30, Holland about an hour in from that 139 approach, 1 and 9 into 139, a big mess because of the ongoing construction. And then about 30 minutes in from the turnpike. Watch for delays. 80 East exit 28, an accident over there as well. It's still stop and go this morning on the LIE West getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And the eastbound belt stop and go traffic past Farmers Boulevard with an accident there. Northern State westbound, that's stop and go into New Hyde Park Road. An accident being cleaned up. Southbound Thruway stop and go at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 South exit 2, a collision. Sunny today, high of 46. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, what are you doing June 1st? We have a celebration June 1st. Jerry LaGuardia, my buddy, I tell you, presents Celebration Saturday, June 1st at the Saccone Theater. Great theater on the campus of Bergen Community College in Paramus. Yes, Paramus. You thought it was just a mall? No. They've got Bergen Community College there with one of the great theaters. And I'm going to be there with Charlie Colello. Charlie is a legend on Bloomfield Avenue. Wrote for Neil Diamond. He put Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in the recording studios all around New York just as they broke. Charlie Colello with a full band will be performing his hits that he's written, that he's conducted, that he's arranged. You're going to love Charlie. And then I'm going to be hosting the whole show. And then I'm bringing my son Mikey. Mr. Mikey, oh, the guitar virtuoso that he is. And we're going to rock the house. This is June 1st. There's a pre-show reception, by the way, with delicious food from the Stony Hill Inn in Hackensack and Patogra Restaurant in Hawthorne. So have a glass of wine, enjoy the food, and love the show. This is a benefit, by the way, for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. So I would love you to be there. The Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey and proceeds also will establish a new scholarship at Bergen Community College in the name of the late Elaine Marie LaGuardia. It's a gal we all love. This is Jerry LaGuardia Presents Celebration Saturday, June 1st at the Saccone Theater. It's going to be me and Charlie Colello and Mikey Piscopo as well. Reception starts at 6 p.m., show at 7:30. Tickets are $100. You can go to tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better is you don't get in my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit Toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
hey, Joe on the radio, if you're feeling run down, you don't have the energy you used to, you know, you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, please. I'm on the road. What do I take with me? I take Balance of Nature with me, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And, you know, I'm all in with Balance of Nature. I feel great. As a matter of fact, the entire morning team is on board the Balance of Nature terrain. Probably the first time we all agree. Even Al's on it, right? I'm telling you. Dr. Douglas Howard, who will be with us, by the way, with his lovely wife, Sue. This is a great couple. They'll be in studio with us tomorrow. The whole family will be here. The whole Howard family will be here. Balance of Nature is changing America one life at a time, says Dr. Douglas Howard. Frankie Five Boroughs has been telling you about it. And you know what? It's madness in March, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. Are you ready? Today only, use my discount. There's a discount code, JOEP1. JOEP1, get 30% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow, and you need to use my code, please, JOEP1, for the discount. You can call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. Good health is only a phone call away.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Mamma mia, what a morning. We're going nonstop. Piscopo live from Atlantic City. Mark Berman is a former he put this down. Minor celebrity. You're a big shot, Mark.
No, it's a major minor celebrity in Atlantic City.
Radio talk show host. In Atlantic City area. Mark, I've known you for 100 years. I know Chuck Darrow wants me to say hi to you. And forgive me, you're listening. It's like old home when you're coming back to Atlantic City like this. Great to see the town in such good shape, man. Thank God, right?
And Joe, when you were here, I have never seen a performance like you put on at resorts in Atlantic City. You are one of the greatest performers in this nation.
Thanks, brother. You're too kind, man. It's great, like the old days, man. I keep thinking, in that room that I played when we were doing Club Piscopo,
yeah,
the old man, the Starlight Room was named, right? It's the Starlight Room. That's where the old man first played in Atlantic City, in that room, right?
And in the theater, they still have his bar stool. And when the people come out to do the shows for the bus trips and everything, they sit on that and they tell everybody, this is where Francis Albert sat.
Yeah, yeah. There's still a great showroom at resorts.
Superstar Theater is
right,
the best.
Right?
Absolutely.
And it was, and we shot Wise Guys there, Mark. I just thought of that. Oh, my gosh. We shot Wise Guys right after Louis Malle shot Atlantic City down here with Burt Lancaster and Jersey Girl Susan Sarandon, one of the great films, Atlantic City. We were, Brian De Palma, but he came down, and me and Danny DeVito and Frank the Fixer, Louis Albano, right? We came to Lake City. You weren't even born yet. Look at you. Look at you. Hey, well, this is great. So the town's doing good, and everything's pretty good shape. Hey, look, Harris, by the way, where we're broadcasting from, the property is great.
You know, Joe, Atlantic City is so special. I'll tell you why. We are a multicultural, dysfunctional Mayberry with a $1 billion economy, okay? The place is great. We have more amenities than many places, and it's just a great place to be and hang out. And Atlantic City, yes, there's new people coming in to invest from New Jersey. Jersey people coming down here to invest in our town. It's just a great place.
They're having an arena football team here now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, we do.
No, they got one now. That
should Atlantic
know
City
this.
Blackjacks.
Oh, I love that already.
Playing at Boardwalk Hall. Are you kidding me?
This is arena football. This is great. And we're getting started with March Madness. And is this the first March Madness in which sport betting has been legal?
Yeah.
It is. So this should be jumping now.
Let me tell you something. The joint, meaning the 48 blocks that we are, Atlantic City, is jumping.
Yes. It is great. And, you know, I like the way we're here with law enforcement and everything, and the law enforcement against drugs and everything. And I know Atlantic City had a time where crime was bad. Has it settled down, I mean, crime-wise in the town?
You know, Joe, it's a crazy thing. In this great country of ours, in America, you have to be aware of your surroundings everywhere you go. Crime is everywhere on the planet. In Atlantic City, we're like every other big city. We get 5 million visitors a year.
Is that right?
We have 39,000 people that live here.
Wow, man.
You're going to have a little bit of crime.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have more amenities than a lot of other places.
You like to, you and Mike Lopez, you like the diplomats here.
You know what? I live in this city. I could have lived anywhere. I chose to live
Trust me, I know.
Here.
It is great. There's something about it when you come in here. Frank Morano knows it. Frankie Five Boroughs. He comes down here. It could be anywhere. And if you're listening, you're thinking about Pennsylvania, you're going to go up here, you're going to go to New York, you got to check out Atlantic City because it still has that same retro feel. You know what I mean? When you come down here.
It does. I'm only here 12 years. I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's
right,
a little city. It's up there. You know what I mean? I don't go back that much.
Yeah.
But Atlantic City, it was a calling.
Did you move down here?
Sure, full time, year round, 10 years now. I did the radio for 7 years.
Yeah.
And then now it's all social media.
Yeah.
And when I say social media, Joe, it's about me. Yeah. If it was about you and everybody else, it would be social media, wouldn't it?
Mark Berman, he's my buddy. He's been down here for so many years and doing some great things in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I'm sending my love, all the very best, Mark, and thanks for your support, and thanks for coming to the shows and always being so supportive of everything we do in Atlantic City, New Jersey, baby.
Joe, you are the best. I'm looking forward to what you could be bringing in the future.
Yep,
that's
yep.
it. That's all I'm saying.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. And you know what? If you want to call 877-970-2999, we're so jammed up, but I'll try to grab a couple calls in. We're going to be talking with the Chief Robert Kugler, Chairman of the Board for Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and Nick DeMauro, my buddy, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. But again, if you want to try to call, 877-970-2999, Jersey Joe on the radio. Debbie Dream Drive is out there in New York and the surrounding areas. How are we doing this morning, Deb? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening right now on the subways. Delays right now on the downtown 2 and 3 with signal problems. Also, LIRR, 10 to 15 minutes right now. As you head over to the Port Jefferson branch, it's all due to some ongoing activity. Inbound side of the GWB, still holding on to a delay right now. Upper level, it's an accident. About 30 minutes into the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln 25, Holland 30 in from the Turnpike, an hour in from the Pulaski Skyway, 109 and 139 with that ongoing construction. We're still seeing delays on 18 north into Route 1. An accident getting up toward New Brunswick. And prepare for some delays right now as you head to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 in. Eastbound Belt still heavy out by Farmers Boulevard with an accident over there. And we're still seeing delays on the Northern State West at New Hyde Park Road. A collision, southbound thruway, stop-and-go traffic as you head down past Exit 12 in toward the TAP, 684 South Exit 2, a collision in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
But all the better is you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
Then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Does your current office chair support you? If you're lucky, maybe it goes up and down, and maybe you can sit for an hour or so before it becomes uncomfortable. Compare that to the X chair with dynamic variable lumbar support. The X chair's DVL was designed to adjust to you. That's why the X chair is equally supportive and comfortable, whether you're 5'2" and 110 pounds or 6'4" and 250. And now with the introduction of the X Basic model, there is an X chair for every body type and every budget. Take advantage of X chair's new financing option and pay as little as $30 a month. X chair is on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairdentist.com. That's xchairdentist.com or call 1-844-4XCHAIR. X chair comes with a 30-day no questions asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. Go to xchairdentist.com and use the code XWheels and you'll receive a free set of the new X wheels with your chair. xchairdentist.com.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Remember Mario Perillo? Well, that's Mr. Italy. You know, Mario's son Steve is now Mr. Italy Jr. Steve is my buddy. He has carried on the tradition of excellence. I'm telling you, operating for 74 years. Did you know that? Serving over a million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is indeed the Perillo promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for three decades? That's next. Come on now. Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. Call for your free Hawaii brochure. Don't forget to ask about Perillo's Italy brochure as well. Now, be one of the first 10 people to request a brochure today, and you will receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods is the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com, see their full line. Call for the 2019 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Fantastic. Rupp and Adam, ready to go. Ready to go.
Yeah, and how we doing weather-wise? See, still staying kind of cool, but what are we hitting, about 45 today, you say, in New York?
Yeah, mid-40s today and probably upper 40s tomorrow. You know, the normal's right around 50 degrees, so we're just a little bit below it the next couple of days, and then we get a little above it on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see sunshine, I think, over the next 3 days, quite a bit of it.
You know why? It was so cold yesterday. Was it the wind? Was it the wind that was freezing?
The wind just cut right through you.
Yeah, it really did, man.
It was still a good day for a bike ride yesterday.
Did you do it? Did you go out on a bike ride?
Yes, I did go out.
With the wind like that? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
You're unbelievable, Joe. So anyway, so it's going to be warm and into spring we go. When is spring?
Spring arrives Wednesday evening, 5:58.
We will take it. Joe Lumberg, thank you, my friend. We're looking good then. We appreciate it very much, Joey. Thank you so much. Biking already. 8:56 with Joe on the radio. And Albert's in New York. Frankie is in New York. Oh, well, it's great down here, guys. We start, I think, there's an honor guard that comes in like 10 o'clock, and then I'll do a little speech. But it's a great organization, and I'll tell you what, it's really, really been a good feel. And again, when I come to these events and I talk to you, kind enough to listen to Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie in the morning, this is what moves the country along. And when I see the negativity and I see the press trying to accuse other people for dastardly acts, and you know what I'm talking about, and everybody blames everybody else, holy moly, we're good people. And why? How do I know that? Because I'm living it. I see it. Here you have police officers down here helping kids in school. And now, as a father of five children, and I've got four in school, I worry about that. You know, and now what do you see in the press? All you'll see about, all the bad things that law enforcement does. Well, I'm here to tell you that they're doing some great things. And law enforcement against drugs is one of it. And again, a big shout out to my boss, our boss, Jerry Crowley, for allowing us to come down and broadcast down here. They wanted me to do a speech and to say hi, and which, of course, I wanted to do, but I didn't want to stay off the air, so we brought the whole station. And we could do that for your organization as well. But I think, Matt, Jerry will charge you next time, right? Jerry always puts a price. Hey, listen, it's a reason we're the only media company making a profit, but I don't want to jinx that. And we're we always take that with great respect. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, news wise, everything else is just all
absolutely
about the mosque massacre. They're trying to figure out what went on and what happened here. I'm so unsettled as a human on planet Earth, whether it's New Zealand or the United States. How it gets on social media, and how he has access to it, and how social media, with all its billions and trillions of dollars at this point, literally, they don't have the ability to shut that down, Frankie.
No, it's wild. And one of the many things that you have in common with Mayor de Blasio is that neither of you are in New York City right now, because the mayor's in New Hampshire for his presidential candidacy. It is absurd.
And Al, you got a couple bucks you can loan me? I got a couple more tips. To lay out.
No,
do you mind?
Nope. Sorry.
We do a little stuff. Yeah, take it. Joe, you're Joe Piscopo. Hi. They recognize me. I give $20. Hi. Thank you. Holy me. Jersey Joe on the radio, live from New Jersey, from Harris in Atlantic City. Come on by and say hi. Law enforcement against drugs. We are coming right back at you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.